Hakeem Jeffries says Trump proceeding with WH ballroom construction so he can be celebrated as if he was a king. By Hannah Knudsen on October 24, 2025. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, believes President Donald Trump is proceeding with construction of a White House ballroom so he can be celebrated as if he were a king. During the Friday press briefing, Jeffries blamed their government shutdown on Republicans, accusing them of taking a my way or the highway approach for proposing a clean continuing resolution, CR, that Democrats have supported in the past. He also accused the GOP of steamrolling the country and jamming their right-wing ideology down the throat of the American people. He accused Republicans of being MIA and claimed Democrats stand ready to negotiate, making no mention of the reality of the Democrat demands to reopen the government, which include restoring funding of left-wing pet projects in foreign countries. During his rant, Jeffries brought up the construction of the new White House ballroom, stating, "And Donald Trump is demolishing parts of the White House in real time. Why? So he can construct some gaudy ballroom where he can be celebrated as if he was a king," he claimed. All of this has been happening during the 24 days of the Trump Republican shutdown, but they can't find a moment to talk with Democrats to find a bipartisan solution forward to reopen the government and to address the healthcare crisis that they are inflicting on the American people. Watch. This is hardly the first time Democrats have shrieked over the construction of what is said to be a magnificent ballroom attached to the White House. Hillary Clinton is attempting to help leftists fundraise off of the outrage, and her daughter Chelsea penned an op-ed lamenting the changes to the White House. Conveniently, as they clutch their pearls, neither mention how Bill Clinton disgraced the White House with his actions. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has pushed back against the fake outrage, noting that nearly every single president who has lived in this beautiful White House behind me has made modernizations and renovations of their own. And in fact, presidents for decades in the modern time have quipped about how they wish they had a larger event space here at the White House that can hold hundreds more people than the current East Room and State Dining Rooms can, she told Jesse Waters, reminding Americans that former President Barack Obama complained about this very thing as well. "If you talk to journalists who have covered the White House for decades, as I do here every single day, they will also tell you that administration after administration have publicly and privately spoken about the need for a larger event space," she added. Jeffries' remarks follow last weekend's No Kings rallies across the country, as leftists protested President Donald Trump and his actions. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, pointed to the great irony of the protests, noting that if Trump were a king, the government would be open.